I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. For once, there's some good news coming out of Eritrea. International Christian Concerns' Jonathan Racho says the Christian women who were arrested last week have been released. The elderly women were detained for praying together. Racho's uncertain why the Christians were released. However, 3,000 more Christians remain behind bars. Racho says despite the persecution, the church is growing.
Persecution does not stop gospel from spreading. Rather, persecution creates very bold, dedicated Christians who are determined to bring souls to Christ.
ICC is helping families of imprisoned pastors. You can too. Next, three Pakistani Christians have allegedly been poisoned by their Muslim employer. Compass Direct News reports after the owner and the manager of a banquet hall forced three brothers to drink a heavily poisoned liquid, two of them died and the third is in intensive care. The father of the victim says they were poisoned because they were Christians and had dared to ask for their daily wages. Pray for justice, peace for the family, and that God will use the situation to spread the gospel. And Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, airs their first live programming today on Sat7 PARS. Sat7's David Harder says live shows have a strong impact.
They are quite powerful in the sense that they allow people to call in and have their questions answered immediately.
Today is the Persian Channel's third anniversary. Live shows are scheduled to air on Sat7 PARS throughout the holiday season. Harder says viewers can have their questions answered about the true meaning of Christmas.
Is it just about presents and toys and trying to be nice to people? And we know that it's about more than that as followers of Christ.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to have a free copy of World Serve's devotional called Joy Over the Moon, call 1-800-995-4828. You'll find out about the needs of the underground Chinese church estimated at 80 million people. You can also request your copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.